For this morning's shiur, we're going to look at a few sugyas in Chanukah and apply the tools of brisk. One of the most important tools of brisk is defining a chefetz shel mitzvah. Let's look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes an opinion that holds, and that's exactly how we paskin kovsa, ein zakukla. So the Gemara asks a question, Reminhu, mitzvosa bishatishke, hachama, ad shetichle regel men ashuk. The Braisa says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to have a Ner Doluk from the time of Shkia until there are no longer people walking in the streets. My love, the Kovsa, Hadar Madlikla. It would seem to indicate that during this entire period of time you need a Ner Doluk. It's not enough to do the Maisad Laka. And if the candle was extinguished sometime within this period, you have to relight it. Sisi Kovsa Zakukla. So the Gemara answers, lo, two answers. That's not what the Braisa has in mind. Te'ilo Adlik Madlik. Meaning within this period of time, from Shkiyas Achama until Shetichle Regel Meshuk, you're allowed to light the candle. But Kovsa Ein Zakukla. It doesn't have to be lit the entire period of time. But this is the period of time within which you can light the candle. After Tichle Regel Menashuk, it's too late to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Inami, the Gemara gives a second explanation of this Braisa to defend them on the Omer Kovsa Ein Zakukla. Shi'ura. L'shi'ura. Rashi says L'shi'ura Shiehe Ba Shemen Kishir Hazet. That the Nair has to have a volume of oil that could last for this period of time. Less than that volume of oil would not be sufficient for Nair Chanukah. Umiu im kovsa ein zokukla. So Rashi explains that according to the second interpretation of this Braisa, enoch nami kovsa ein zokukla. So you can light it; it immediately goes out. You don't have to rekindle the light. You yotzi your chiyuv. But if you put in a small amount of shemen, which makes it impossible for the ner to be a ner dolk for this period of time, so you didn't have a shear of shemen in the ner in order to last for that period of time, you aren't yotze. So though kovsa ain't zakikla, and with an immediate hadlaka you yotze, nevertheless the ner itself, what we call the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah for Ner Chanukah, has to have the shear, it has to have the volume of Shemen to last for this period of time, which the Poskim say is a Chatzi Shah. I think that if you use the tools of Brisk, you could really understand this Gemara in a very sharp, in a very clear way. The Gemara is differentiating between the Kiyum Mitzvah HaGavra and the shear in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Although, as far as the Kiyum HaGavra is concerned, Kovsa Ein Zakukla, so you can fulfill your chiyuv, your obligation within a very short amount of time, through the Maisad Loka, even though the candle went out immediately, nevertheless, the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah is determined, the requirement of how much I need for the mitzvah, for the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, is organized, is arranged in such a way that you don't fulfill the Kiyum HaMitzvah in its minimum form, in its minimal shape, but rather the Kiyum HaMitzvah B'Shleimus. Meaning, that Pirsum HaNes, as far as Ner Chanukah is concerned, is during this expanded period of time that begins with Shkiyas HaChama and ends with Tichle Regel Menashuk. That would be the full blasted kium of the mitzvah of being the farsame, the ness. What you need in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah is enough shemen so that if the kium mitzvah is maximized, meaning if the ner is doluk for the entire period of time, there's no kibui, there's no extinguishing of the ner, you will have fulfilled the mitzvah in its complete form. The Cheftza Shel Mitzvah has to reflect the fact that the candle will be lit for this period of time if it doesn't go out. As far as the kiyum agavra is concerned, there's a minimum kiyum that's absolutely indispensable, and that is kavsa ein zakkakla, meaning you need the maisad loka, it's lit for a split second, it goes out, and you fulfilled your mitzvah. But that depends upon the fulfillment of another condition, that at least the chefza shel mitzvah has to reflect the possibility, has to contain the potential to fulfill the mitzvah the way it was meant lechatchila to be fulfilled, misha tishka chama ad shetichla regel menashuk. The Ner Chanukah should be lit for that period of time. You'll see in the Maror Makomos that the Rosh in the first parak of Psachim in Simon Yud in the famous sugya of Nusach Birchas HaMitzvah, whether it's with an Allah, with a lit, establishes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam the following principle. Any mitzvah sheyesh bo shihui, a mitzvah that's extended over a period of time, in other words, it's not a one-time ma'aseh mitzvah, but you create some sort of state of being. In brisk, there's always a distinction between the ma'aseh and the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the ma'aseh mitzvah might be immediate. I put on tefillin. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah is extended over a period of time. And that kiyum ha-mitzvah represents a state of being, a gavra ha-me'uter b'tefillin. And the same, of course, applies in tzitzis. I put on the tzitzis immediately, but the kiyum is extended over a period of time. I'm in a state of being me'utaf b'tzitzis, or yeshiva b'sukkah. I sit in the sukkah. I walk into the sukkah. Immediately I sit down. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah is extended through a state of being of yeshiva b'sukkah, gavra ha-yoshev b'sukkah. In all these cases, Rabbeinu Tam claims the bracha is with a lamed. Lo haniach tefillin, les atef patzitzis, leshev b'sukkah. The bracha with a lamed indicates this state of being, which is extended over time. Ulahadlik ner Chanukah, says Rabbeinu Tam, Yesh shihui b'mitzvasa, kidamrinon b'vaben badlikin mitzvasa, mishetishke achamat shetichla regel minashuk. It means that even though kovsa ain zakikla, I fulfill the mitzvah with a minimal maisad luck, even if it's extinguished, but nevertheless there's a kiyuma mitzvah b'shihui, extended over a period of time, through the state of being of ner dolok. It means, I think, that Rabbeinu Tam postulates two dimensions to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. On the one hand, Ner Chanukah is a classic Maisa mitzvah. It requires a Maisa Hadlaka and that's it. But on the other hand, there's an additional dimension to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. A kiyum which he calls Shihui, which is extended over the period of time through the state of Ner Doluk. And therefore, if we come full swing back to the Gemara here in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that we began with, Inami L'Shi'ura, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah has to reflect at least the potential, the possibility to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus, not just the Maisa Hadlaka aspect of the mitzvah, but the second dimension of the mitzvah, namely Ner Dolok. And an Ner Dolok means this extended Shihui of Mishatishka Chama Chitichla Regel Menashuk, and therefore you have to put in enough oil into the Nair that it can last for such a period of time. A similar concept, just by parallel to see the way Brisk operates, we find in Matzah. In the midst of Matzah, there's a Maisachila, and there's Te'ima. Te'ima means tasting the Matzah. However, let's differentiate between those two dimensions. The Gemara establishes in Pesachim that bala matzah, you'll see it, yatzah. That even if you swallow the matzah with one gulp, and you've eaten an achila sheyesh ba kizayis matzah, you yotzi achiyuv. There was no te'ima. So even though you didn't taste the matzah, because it wasn't in your mouth, it was right down into the base ablia, nevertheless you fulfilled your basic minimum chiyuv. But the kiyum of achila b'shleimus would require an achila sheyesh bo te'ima. And there's a simple nafkemina in regards to the chefetz shel mitzvah. We paskin that matzah mevusheles If you take matzah and you cook it, you put it in a pot of water and you cook it, and then you eat that matzah, lo yatzei yidei chavasa. Again, in very extreme cases, we might rely on an opinion that holds you are yotzei, for a person who cannot eat the matzah in its normal state. But generally speaking, we assume in halacha that matzah mevushelos lo yatzah. And you'll take a look at the Mishnah Berurah who expands upon this. He says, you need a matzah re'uya l'te'imah. If it doesn't have the possibility, this matzah of te'imah, of tasting matzah, once you cook it, it loses its taste of matzah, then you're not yotzei. The Rav Zichron Levracha used to apply this kind of logic that the Cheftza has to lend itself to the full-fledged kiyum, otherwise it's not a Cheftza shel mitzvah for that particular mitzvah, to shofar. If you take a look at the beginning of Harei Kedem, in the first Chelek Siman Zayin, the Rambam Shita at the beginning of Hilchas Shofar is that you need a shofar kafuf. It's got to be bent over. And the Gemara explains that the reason why you need kafuf, this is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Chavavam and Beis, you'll see it there, is that the shofar has to reflect a posture of tefillah, of prayer. The Gemara's language is kama dekayif, the Rosh Hashanah kama dekayif inchi daite, as much as a person's das is kafuf on this day, tfei maili, it's superior. It's a big advantage. It's a plus. So Rashi explains, Kayef inish daite bitfiloso. We're talking about the mitzvah of shofar, and yet Rashi introduces an entirely different mitzvah, namely tefillah. And Rashi quotes a pasuk, Mishum vahayu eini velibi sham. Hilkach says Rashi, b'Rosh Hashanah dila tefillah, ulahazkir akedas yitzchak ba, Be'inan kfufin, we require a shofar kafuf. So again, what we see from Rashi clearly is that one dimension of the mitzvah of shofar is tefillah. And this is appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. Yet, the Gemara says that mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and even if he was blowing the shofar for another purpose, for a musical enjoyment, Tokel Hashir is Yatzah. We might have thought that Tokel Hashir, since it's completely lacking in the kiyum of tefillah, there's no feeling of tefillah, there's no feeling of kayif inish daite, therefore he forfeits the mitzvah, he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah. No. The kiyum tefillah, in actuality, is not ma'akev. You could be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar with the barest minimum, shmias, kol shofar. Tefillah is another dimension that expands and enhances the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah shofar. But nevertheless, even though that expansion of the kiyum is not likuva, it's not indispensable, you can salvage the mitzvah, even if the mitzvah would be, the kiyum mitzvah would be lacking tefillah completely. Nevertheless, according to the Rambam Shita, the Cheftza shel mitzvah shofar has to reflect the potential and the dimension of the mitzvah of shofar b'shleimus, not only the shmias kol shofar, which you could hear with a shofar pashut, but a Cheftza shel shofar haroi l'tfilah, namely a shofar kafuf. Therefore, if the shofar is not kafuf, you're not yotzei. And a similar thing we find in lulav, that the Gemara establishes in Sukkah of Tesamid Beis, that we need the shear of Kedelin Aneabo, the fourth tefach of the lulav, for Nanuim. And that's a shear d'oraisa. Nevertheless, as far as the mitzvah of lulav is concerned, likuva, you don't require Nanuim. The Gemara establishes that mida agbe, nothing be. If you simply lift up the dalad minim, you yotze. So you see once again that the lulav has a cheftza, the shear of lulav. To define the lulav has to be royal in Anuim, and therefore the fourth tefach was arranged, was required as a definition of the cheftza, because the cheftza has to be royal, has to lend itself to the full-fledged kiyum of lulav, which entails, encompasses Nanuim as well. But as far as the gaver is concerned, and his kiyum, what's indispensable, is mida'ag bein nothik bein, is just the ma'isa hakba. A similar thing I heard once from the Rav regarding the definition of a person, a gavra, with regards to the mitzvah of chinuch. The Brisa in Sukkah, when it defines the different shiurim of Sukkah, the different shiurim of chinuch, with regard to the different mitzvahs, so you'll take a look at the list, and for example, the case of tefillin, but you'll see this typically, and it repeats itself time after time. It's not just the bare minimum. You don't take a child who's 5 years old and put tefillin on him. But rather, katan ayodeh lishmar tefilov aviv kona lo tefillin. The katan reaches the age, the shear of chinuch, only when he's mature enough, he's capable of fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin bishlemus. He's aware of the fact that tefillin has kedusha to it, and a gavra, a person who wears tefillin, sanctifies himself at that moment with the kedushas tefillin, and only a katan, therefore, who's yodea lishmar tefilov, would fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, and the father would be obligated to see to it that the child is trained in fulfilling and performing the mitzvah of tefillin, but only because he is capable of fulfilling the mitzvah b'shlemus. On the other hand, as far as the kiyum ha-gavra is concerned, if I put on tefillin today, and I don't have in mind the kedushas tefillin, but I did the ma'isa nacha, that would be sufficient. What we see in general here, if we summarize everything we've been seeing, we have a principle called aroi lebila, ein bila ma'keves bo, that as long as the object is roi for the mitzvah b'shlemus, then the implementation, the performance, the ma'isa mitzvah doesn't have to reflect that shlemus. You can get the barest kiyum, obtain that fulfillment, and you discharged your duty, your obligation. But the object of the mitzvah, in a sense, the gavra, a royal mitzvah, has to lend himself or itself to the mitzvah b'shlemus. I would like to discuss another dimension of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, since today is the last day of Chanukah, which ties into what we've discussed until now. What's the story with mitzvahs tzrichos kavana? We mentioned earlier that tokeil shir yotza, the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. If you look in our Chaim, in Siman Samach, especially in the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Gimel, we paskin as a general rule that certainly in the case of a mitzvah derabbanon, mitzvos einam tzrichos kavana. You don't require kavana. Intention to fulfill the mitzvah is not an absolute requirement. But let's think for a moment about applying this rule to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is essentially not just the ma'isa hadlaka, but as we discussed before, both in the context of Shi'ura, of the Chefetz of Ner Chanukah has to reflect the Pirsum HaNes, the dimension of extending the Ner Chanukah over a period of time and publicizing the miracle, and the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bracha of Lahadlik with a Lamed reflects the Shihui B'mitzvah. Perhaps we would be tempted to draw the conclusion, based on the Derech of Brisk, that Kavana is an absolute requirement in Ner Chanukah, even granted that in a mitzvah derabbanan, and Ner Chanukah certainly fits under that category, does not require Kavana. This would be the exception to the rule. And we base ourselves on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's major breakthrough as far as tefillah is concerned, the mitzvah of tefillah, which, according to the Ramban, in his Asogas on the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban postulates that tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanon. Even though the Gemara, the Sifri, says, V'yavadtem Hashem Elokeichem, Ezi Avodah Shebelev, Zui tefillah, and the Rambam assumes that that's a Doraisa, and Avodah Shebelev is tefillah, is counted in the Taryag. The Ramban disagrees. So once again, we might be tempted to apply the rule that in a mitzvah derabbanon, which according to the Ramban, tefillah is categorized as a mitzvah darbanan, we don't need kavana. Says Rav Chaim, but there's one kavana in tefillah that's an absolute requirement. It's the yisod of tefillah, and that is the kavana that I'm omed lifnei Hashem. Without that kavana, Rav Chaim said, you are lacking the maisa tefillah. He calls it mesasek bialma. The awareness of the fact that I'm standing in tefillah in front of the Ribbono Shelom, that itself defines the maisa tefillah. Without it, there's no maisa tefillah. The Magid Mishnah, in the second parak of Hilchos Megillah, applies the rule of kavana, the requirement of kavana, to Kriyas HaMegillah. In Halacha Hey, he presents the thesis that Akoriyas HaMegillah below kavana lo yatsa. And the question is why? To the extent in which we know that mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah derabbanan, then kavana should not be indispensable. Why does he require kavana Megillah? The answer is, and we've discussed this on various occasions, that Megillah is not just a Maisa Kriya, but it's a kiyum of Hallel, of Shevach, Takodesh Baruch Hu, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. The Kriyas HaMegillah replaces Hallel. And insofar as there's a kiyum of Hallel through Megillah, if I'm lacking in Kavana, if I'm not aware of the Hallel, if I'm not aware of the Ness, concerning which I thank Hashem, I express my gratitude, and I publicize that miracle, then it's not even a Maisa Kriya, as far as Megillah, as far as Pirsum HaNes is concerned. And the same logic would apply to Ner Chanukah. With regard to the Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlaka, I can be Yotzei without Kavana because Mitzvah's Eim Tzrichas Kavana and Mitzvah Drabbanan. But with regard to the second dimension that we've emphasized, that Ner Chanukah is Pirsum HaNes, that dimension could only be fulfilled if the Gavra is aware of the fact that there's a miracle, he's thanking Hashem, he's publicly praising God and publicizing the miracle through the Hadlaka. Lacking that awareness, it would be like Misasek, like Reb Chaim's understanding of Tefillah without Kavana. But let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalim Hilchos Chanukah, in Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes that Bimei Hasakana meniach adam ner Chanukah besof beso mibifnim vafilu hiniach al shulchano dayo. So the Rav Zichron Levracha always used to say that the Rambam adds the words vafilu hiniach al shulchano dayo, that in a shasakana, when it's too dangerous because of anti-Semitic decrees to light the ner Chanukah publicly, we light it privately, and even on his table. He can place his Ner Chanukah on his table, which means, said the Rav, that there's no Pirsum HaNes klal at all. It's completely excluded from Pirsum HaNes. Normally you light inside instead of outside. At least you retain the dimension of Pirsum HaNes for the Bnei Abayis, for those members of the household here. Even for the Bnei Abayis, you're lacking in the kiyum of Pirsum HaNes. They think you're using it for your table. That's how they illuminated their homes, their tables in the old days, with candles. Nevertheless, even though you're lighting in such a way that there's no possibility of Pirsum HaNes, that's the way the mitzvah is fulfilled, b'shas ha-sakana, during this danger period. And although we've established that Pirsum HaNes is part of the Iker mitzvah of Chanukah, nevertheless, there is a kiyum of Maisad Loka, which is independent of Pirsum HaNes, and B'shas Sakana, when there's no possibility of Pirsum HaNes, the mitzvah exhausts itself in the Mais Hadlaka, even though the Hadlaka doesn't have the possibility of Pirsum HaNes. I could explain, according to this Yisod, why Ner Chanukah has two brachos. Every mitzvah gets one bracha. Ner Chanukah has Lahadlik and Shasa Nisim. Perhaps we could suggest that Lahadlik reflects the aspect of Maisa Hadlaka, whereas Shasa Nisim reflects the aspect of Pirsum HaNes. However, this will lead us to a problem. What happens Mishas Sakana when you're lighting inside the bayis, and even on your Shulchan, the Rambam says, which is hadlaka that's lacking the dimension of Pirsum HaNes, would I nevertheless recite the bracha Shasa Nisim? Perhaps we could suggest that there is one dimension of Pirsum HaNes Legabe Atzma. For the Madlik himself, he knows and he's aware of the fact that there is a Nes. And this touches on the famous Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch regarding Kiddush Hashem, whether the Makadish himself is part of the Minyan. After all, he's not doing an act of Pirsum to himself. Pirsum means I notify you. I've made the decision that I'm willing to sacrifice my life for Kiddush Hashem. You have 9 people and he's the 10th. The Makadish himself is the 10th. Is he included in the Minyan? You have the same suffix in the poskim regarding to Birchas HaGomel. What happens? You have 9 people plus the Mavarech. Whether he's included and he could make up the Minyan, the quorum that's necessary for the Pirsum of this miracle. And you find in poskim that a blind person can light the Ner Chanukah and be yotze in the midst of Pirsum because he creates a Ner that's ro'i, ladlaka, le Pirsum for others. And perhaps the definition of Ner Chanukah is such that if this Ner could lend itself to Pirsum, if the Bnei Abayis, for example, and of course the Madlik, are aware of the fact that he's lighting it for the sole intention of creating a Cheftz of Shol Mitzvah Ner Chanukah for Pirsum HaNes, even though the Ner itself does not achieve Pirsum HaNes, but it lends itself to Pirsum HaNes, is therefore the bracha of Shasa Nisim is recited. I'd like to touch on another very fundamental issue or dimension of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Rambam's language in the beginning of the fourth perek of Ner Chanukah, of Chanukah, is very revealing. The Rambam says, Mitzvasa, what is the nature of the mitzvah, says the Rambam, Shiyia kol bayis ubayis madlik ner echad. Every home should light the Ner. There's a very famous Chakira, the Pnei Yeshua discusses it, and others. You'll see it in the Encyclopedia Talmudit in great detail. What is the nature of the Chiyuv, the obligation of Ner Chanukah? Does it evolve upon each individual? I, as a Yochid, am obligated, we call it a Chovas Gavra and Brisk, to fulfill, to implement my obligation of hadlaka, or no? The obligation evolves upon the bias on the household itself. Every house is required to have, to be equipped with a ner dolak. The Rambam's language at the beginning of the fourth parak of Ner Chanukah seems to indicate, at first glance, that the mitzvah evolves upon the bias. It's not an individual chiyuv on every yachid v'yachid. According to the other tzad, that the chiyuv evolves on the yachid, the Rambam's language would have been more precise, would have been clearer, had he said, mitzvasa shiyehe madlik, shiyeh madlik ner, shiyeh kolechad madlik ner, bibeso, meaning that the bias is not necessary to generate the chiyuv. The chiyuv is there with or without a bias. But I have to find a bias to fulfill my chiyuv. Bias is a tenai, it's a prerequisite in the kiyum mitzvah, in the nature of the obligation, how to fulfill it, but not in the chovas gavra. The chovas gavra emerges independent of the bias. A homeless person, or someone who lives on a ship, which is not a bias as far as Ner Chanukah, would nevertheless be obligated in Ner Chanukah. We might apply the principle of onus rachmana patri. He has no way, no wherewithal fulfilling the mitzvah if he doesn't have a bias, but he'll have to get himself a bias. So the Rambam's language is very obscure. He seems to indicate that the mitzvah is on the bias. And this all leads us back to the Braisa in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beisa. What does it mean, ner ishu beso? Does the ish indicate a chovas yachid, and the beso is only a tenai, it's a condition of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, or ner ishu beso indicates that the chiyuv evolves upon the bias? The truth of the matter is that it's almost explicit in Hilchas Chanukah that the obligation is incumbent upon the individual. It's a Chovas Yochid. And this is the famous sugya in Shabbos Chav Gimel of Achsenoi. A person who's a guest in someone's house, no one's lighting the candle back in his own home, or maybe he doesn't have a home, he's a guest. And we paskin, like the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel, that he's chayev in Er Chanukah. How does he fulfill that chiyuv? He's mishtatef with the balabais bepruta. If you'll take a look in Siman Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Achsenoi Shein Lo Bayis chayev lishtatef in balabais bepruta. Now, l'chora, what is this halacha v'shtatvus bepruta? Why is he obligated to do so? If he doesn't have a bias, then, if we assume that ner yishu beso means the obligation evolves upon the bias, insofar as he doesn't have a bias, he should be exempt from the mitzvah. If, on the other hand, he's considered having a bias because he's a guest in someone's home, why does he have to be mishtatvus bepruta? But it seems clear that the underlying assumption of this Gemara is that Ner Chanukah is a Chovas Gavra, evolves upon the individual. Every individual in Klal Yisrael, men and women, are obligated in Ner Chanukah to do the Adloka. However, they need a bias. So in the case of Achsenoi, this mechanism was created in order to fulfill the Chiyuv. The Ran here in Balmei Madlikin expands upon this. He says that Salkadait Chamina, why did the Gemara have to tell us that Achsenoi is obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? We would have thought to equate it to mezuzah. Just like mezuzah is a Chovas bias, the bias is the source of the chiyuv, it generates the obligation, so if you don't have a bias, you're not chayv mezuzah. I would have applied the same logic to Ner Chanukah. If I don't have a bias, I'm an Achsenoi, I'm a guest, I'm not chayev in mezuzah, I'm not chayev in Ner Chanukah. Kamash malah, no. That mitzvah is Ner Chanukah, is Chovas Gavra. It's incumbent upon the individual. He has to find himself a bias. How does he do so? He's mishtatef bepruta. And in a different shiur we discussed the concept of hishtatfus bepruta. In the Sefer Hare Kedem, on page Resh Ayin Vov, Rav Shurkin refers to a Rambam at the end of Hilchas Brachos, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam defines a category of mitzvos asei she'adam chayev lishtadil v'lirdof ad sheyaseh osa. And in that list, the Rambam mentions a number of mitzvos d'oraisa, like tefillin, sukkah, and lulav, and shofar. And he describes all these mitzvos as mitzvos that a person is obligated to do whatever he has to do in order to fulfill them, what we call a chovas gavra. And elu hema nikroim chovel if yishadam chayv al kol ponim lasos v'yesh mitzvah she'en chovel el dumyan lirishus. There are other mitzvahs that the chova, the obligation, is conditional. It only emerges if and when he has a bias. Kigo mezuzah umake she'en adam chayv lishkon v'bayis ha'chayv b'mezuzah k'dei she'yase mezuzah. Person's not obligated to live in a home so that he fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah. So the precondition of the emergence of the obligation is that he has a home and he lives in that home. He doesn't have to build a house in order to be chayiv in mezuzah or to be chayiv in makah. And the Rambam over there, in Perek Yud Aleph Milchus Brachos Halacha Gimel, as you'll see it, he says, v'chein, these also fit in the category of chayev adam l'shtadav l'lirdo fachiyas also. Bein mitzvah shichovim midivreyam kigon mikra megil v'adlokas ner Shabbos v'adlokas ner Chanukah. So it means, according to the Rambam, I have to guarantee that I have a home, that I have a bayis somewhere for fulfilling the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. The Rambam is explicit, he mentions ner Chanukah. So this would indicate, in contradistinction to the language of the Rambam in Perek Dalit, she'ehei kol bayis madlik, that she'ehei kol echad v'echad madlik. And he has to guarantee himself a bias. So if you put that Rambam together with the halacha of Achsenoi, the way the Ran explains it, you will see that clearly Ner Chanukah is a Chovas Gavra, the bias is only a Tanai in the Kiyumah Mitzvah. But what remains difficult is the language of the Rama Mitzvasa Shehei Bayis Kol Bayis Ubayis Madlik. And Bedochak, what we'd have to push into the language of the Rambam is Bayis Ubayis Madlik, means that in addition to the dimension of the Chiyuv which evolves upon the individual, the Rambam is adding a second dimension, a Chovas Bayis. And it's this Chovas Bayis that ties together the people of the Bayis and maybe even reaches out to include and integrate the Achsanoi under certain conditions into the Bayis. And in essence, if I were to leave my Bayis and not join any other Bayis, even though I could fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah by setting up some sort of artificial, makeshift, temporary Bayis, I would have been negligent and I would have been neglected my chiyuv of the bias. That's the vehicle of Pirsum Anes, is that each bias be equipped with an Er Chanukah. That's how we publicize the Nes. Every bias and the nefashos, the individuals who inhabit that house, are being mekayim the mitzvah of Pirsum Anes through the bias. That's what we find in the Mahadrin, Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad, that by adding neros that reflect the people within the bias, we enhance the mitzvah of Pirsum Anes. This bias experienced the salvation of Chanukah and is commemorating that miracle through the Ner. And when we say the bias is commemorating the miracle, we mean every individual member of that household. The Yerushalmi says that Bar Kapor used to arrange his Ner Chanukah in such a way that every member of the household was there. He says it by Purim with regard to Megillah, and the same logic of Pirsum HaNes would apply to Ner Chanukah, to be mefarsing the Nes in front of every individual member of the household. Thus the bias plays this role of Pirsum HaNes. In the Kriyas HaTorah of today, of the Zos Chanukah, we bridge the Kriya of Chanukah Sanesiyim with the mitzvah of Ner Shevimigdash, of Balos Chasaneros. And we conclude the Kriyas HaTorah with the mitzvah of Ner Shevimigdash. And this reflects that dimension of the mitzvah of these days of Chanukah, of Zechel HaMigdash. Zechel HaMigdash is fulfilled primarily through the Kriyas HaTorah, possibly through the Adlok as well, we've discussed in the past, but mainly through the Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah links us back to the Beis HaMikdash. And as we conclude in these final hours of Chanukah, Tavshinayin Aleph, we turn our eyes and our hearts heavenly to Avinu Shebashamayim, and we pray and we petition to God that He bring about the day of Kibbutz Golis, in which all the Jewish people will come back to Eretz Yisrael, will rebuild the temple, will dedicate, will be a real Chanukah HaMikdash, the Mikdash Shlishi, and will fulfill the mitzvah Baloschas HaNeros, through which there's Edusi L'chol Bay Olam, Shashchina Shor B'Yisrael, to reinstitute that public demonstration, that testimony of the intimate relationship between Avinu Shebashamayim and Klal Yisrael. May we be zochet to see that our Ner Chanukah is not just a Ner Chanukah, but it's a reflection and a reality before of the mitzvah Baloschas HaNeros, the kiyum of Ner Shebamigdash, when the third Migdash will be rebuilt speedily in that time, from here v'yomenu, amen. Wishing everyone a Chanukah Sameach.